Welcome to video number 9, creating videos that will market and generate leads for you. Now, since you're going to use videos as the method and the strategy to drive traffic to your site, first, you're going to need to create one. We're going to be using a site called Animoto.com. It's probably the easiest video creation that I've encountered to create our videos. Inside the videos, we're going to be using demographics, possible demographics, or get an idea of, okay, how do our keywords impact the demographics? We're going to use keywords to emphasize the problems and or tips. And we're also going to be using some copywriting swipes, which is a really fast way to get high converting copywriting words. That way, you don't have to think at all when you create your videos. You can do it on your own from scratch, but I'd highly recommend that you check out the site called 2000ultimateswipes.com because I will be using that PDF within this specific video to create these videos. So with that said, let's go ahead and create some videos. So I've logged into my Animoto account, but before we can jump right in and begin to create a video, we need to have a good idea of what the video is going to be about. Now, if I go under my files here, I went ahead and had somebody design a banner ad for me, which I can use in the video. Now, in this particular video, let's say, for example, that I'm going to give top 5 roof maintenance tips and get people, you know, feeling like, okay, I trust this video. What do I do next? Where do I go next to fill out the form? So in this case, I'm targeting people specifically, for example, with Columbia roof replacement. You can get these banner ads created at Fiverr.com if you want to do that, or Odesk.com, or any other site. And I want to show you this as well. I went to Fiverr.com and I found this link here that says, I will write a 500-word unique quality article and pass it through CopyScape. So this person promised 24 hours. So I went ahead and got this person to write, let's see, 2 articles on 5 roof maintenance tips and topic number 2, how to find a good roof contractor. And you know, within less than 24 hours, I received these 2 articles here, which I can use for my videos. So you can leverage other people's time by getting other people to do the work for you and simply go about doing that. So this is about, let's see, 5 roof maintenance tips here. So I'm going to click on this. I'm going to open this up so that you can see what it looks like and what we're dealing with. So we've got roof care basics. I'm going to go through the article here and basically bold the text that I think will be the most beneficial. So it says, check on it. Number 1, check on it. Every once in a while, visit the roof to inspect the whole thing. Look closely for damages like cracks or loose missing tiles. It is best to do this before a storm falls. Okay, so that's pretty obvious. Visit the roof to inspect the whole thing. Look closely for damages like may cause further trouble. So maybe that will be number 1. So I'm going to go to my WordPad here. And I'm going to say number 1, look closely for damages like cracks and so forth. And we got number 2. Number 3, number 4, and 5. So we got 5 different preventative tips that will show up in the animotive video. Now, I could shorten this by saying, let's say, look closely for cracks or loose cracks, loose tiles, loose or missing tiles. So you want to get as short as possible, because when somebody's watching the video, they're going to glance at the video itself. And number two, treat those threats. At the first sight of molds and mildews on the roof, grab the best mold treatment. All right, so why don't we just say something like, watch out for mold and mildew. And number three, keep the trees trimmed. So if not, the branches, leaves, okay, so we can say, we'll just say, keep trees away from the roof. And number four, choose professionals. You may consider yourself good enough to do roof care alone. They can do the inspection better, give comprehensive inspections. So I'm going to say, get a professional to do a comprehensive inspection. Prevention is better than cure. This does not only go for people, but be for roofs too. Do not wait until the roof is in absolute damage. All right, secure gutter joints if you have loose ones. So that might be another one. Secure gutter joints. So I'm going to say those are the five tips. I'm going to use these tips here. I'm going to use the banner ad that I got created. Let's say banner ad. And then I'll use the maybe an image of the roof if I can. Let's see what kind of images I have. Let's see, I've got the before and after pictures side to side. And let's say I'm going to work with these pictures here. Now, you can also go to bigstockphoto.com, which is another site where you can gain access to pictures. So we can type roof. And because I'm dealing specifically with roof problems, one of these I could get this for the professional inspection. I could use this. You could use possibly even this. So just go here and grab a bunch of images that you think would relate specifically to these five tips. And you know what? Maybe I'm going to do something like, I'll put this one at the last. Let's see. To get a professional. Let's see. Let me see. I'm going to go to the copywriting swipes here and see if I can get a headline to make it convert better. So the 2000 swipes here, there's article titles, benefits, bullet points, call to actions, comparisons, decisions, follow-ups, getting your idea across, and so forth. Let's see here. I'm going to go to the questions section, which is page 170. It's like, do you want to learn how to... do you want to learn five tips to maintaining your roof the right way? So, is it wonderful to blank with minimum risks? Let's see. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to get rid of? Okay. I'm going to use this one here. So I'm going to say up at the top here. Do you want to learn 5 maintenance tips? Okay, I paused the video and just reworded it to, do you want to learn 5 tips to maintaining your roof the right way? Or we could say, want to learn 5 tips the right way? And I'm going to go back up here to the table of contents. And we got decisions. Let's see. I want to make the decision. Let's see. Flying off the shelf. Secure your copy. Okay. So as I was going through here, I got some ideas. Because the CPA lead offer that the landing page is set in a way where people can compare roofers. So I'm going to say something like, click the link below. Okay, want to compare roofers in your area? Click the link below. Or you could say, go to roofingjacksonvilleflorida.com, or you could say click the link below to fill out the form. What I found is if you give people the heads up that they're going to fill out a form or a specific action and they click on that, then they're more likely to fill out that form then walk away because they are aware of what to expect ahead of time. Okay, so now that we have created kind of our script here, I'm going to go to Animoto and create the videos. Now, there's several different Animoto styles that you can choose from. I have the pro version, so there's a lot more styles. But I have to think clearly about my demographics. And I think in this case, most people don't want anything necessarily fancy. So I'm just going to do with the Animoto original. I'm going to create a video by clicking create video. And the first thing I'm going to do is to, let's see, I'm going to upload this image here so I can add pics and videos, which is the neat thing. I'm going to click this here. I think I'm going to click this here and click on open. And I'm going to go down here. It says, okay, I'm going to add some text to maintaining your roof. And I generally like to capitalize most of the words. Click on save. I'm going to move this here. And let's see, want to learn. And I'm just going to start putting the tips here. Add text. Number one. Got number two. I think I'm going to move this over to here because this picture represents missing tiles. to watch out for mold and mildew. I'm going to put that here. I'm going to put the next one here. And add another text here. So you can see how fast it is to create this video. Let's see, comprehensive inspection. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there we go. So click on save settings. Now what I can do is I can go to settings. I can click on here and actually change the music or the sound. Or I can upload my songs here. But I think what I'm going to do now is just click on preview video. And as you can see, we've rendered it, so we're going to click here. So as you saw, within just a few minutes, I was able to create a pretty professional video. Okay, so from that point, I'm going to click on produce. And then I'm going to render the file, the video file, to get it ready for upload to YouTube in the next video.